with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. It's spring drinks in Michigan. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on vacation out in Arizona. So we should be getting a call from Border Patrol, Brian, anytime here. I'm trying to sneak into Mexico. Anyway, in studio with me is filling in for Jop is Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery.
This is a tough job.
It is.
I don't know how it Jop is.
You
does
came
it.
Well armed. And then, of course, I'm flanked by some of the best people you could be flanked by. Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market. And he brought his...
Really enjoying that wine, by the way, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He brought his longtime, I think, not just beer buyer. I know you do a lot more down there because you've steered me into some great cigars before.
I'm glad to hear that.
When Steve wasn't around. But, Katie Spade from Siciliano's Market. And Katie, you just poured us a little specimen.
Yeah,
here.
So this is a brand new beer from Shorts Brewing Company. It is their Juicy Brute IPA. So
Brute, what the heck is that?
Yeah, Brutes are kind of a backlash to the hazy New England style beers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the hazies aren't going anywhere, don't get me wrong.
No.
But these are brewed to be very crisp, very light, almost a champagne-y type finish.
It's like a cider.
Kind of.
With hops.
But with a heck more hops, yeah. This one, it is a new year-round from Shorts. A lot of unique hop flavors. We were discussing appropriate terms for some of these flavors.
Yeah, Steve came up with a good one.
Yeah, but you know, super refreshing, makes you think of springtime.
So how does that profile turn out to be like Brut? I mean, it's like champagne, like champagne.
There's a couple of ways of doing it. Some is just by careful control of what grains you're using. But more often, people are using what's called amylase enzyme or glucose.
Easy for you to say.
Glucamase enzyme, which basically ferments out different parts of the sugar strains so that you end up with a drier finished product.
Huh.
Yeah.
It'd bring it closer to wine in that sense.
It kind of is.
Dry. I like it because you don't get so full either.
Right.
It's really refreshing.
I think there's a Finlander joke in there somewhere, drier finish. I don't know. They're pretty dry. You should go to one of my family reunions.
Oh, boy.
No, you're having a great time? Really, you don't look like it. So what else did you bring? Because that little sample just, I don't know, melted away.
What, your
away.
Appetite?
Yeah.
So our good friends over at Mitten Brewing Company,
uh-huh.
they celebrate the start of baseball season every year by brewing peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes.
Which is their robust porter made with peanuts from, I believe, Germax in Detroit. So that just came in this week, brand new, fresh batch, tasting really delicious.
And that's been one of their original beers there for a long time.
They've been making this since day one, pretty much.
Yeah. We had them on the show when they first started, a couple of nice guys, and they moved into a fire station, turned an old fire station into their tap room.
And, tap room, one of three.
One of three now.
Yeah. So they keep on expanding.
Industrious
left and right.
Fellas.
Yeah. And they do some great charity work, too, with a lot of different programs on the west side of Grand Rapids. And the firehouse is haunted.
Is it?
It is. It's very
awesome.
Well,
I gave them one of my old emergency fire phone boxes to mount on the wall there.
Nice.
I had this old steel box that said, break, you know, open for a fire or whatever. I don't know what it was for, some sort of a...
You don't open
alarm
for
box.
The fire to put out the
yeah,
fire.
If you want to start your building on fire.
Open this.
I think there was probably a phone in there that went right to the police and fire 911. Cheers. So what are we doing here? Peanut butter?
Yeah, so you get a lot of that robust porter, those darker tones, not quite as heavy as a stout, but still, I mean, it's not warm out yet. So still, you know, something a little bit bigger.
It's on the sweeter side.
Yep, it's got a little residual sugar to it, kind of the opposite of that Brut, actually. But it's got really good real peanut flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's not overpowering. It's really balanced. Sometimes when people start going with the fun flavors, they can go over the top with it.
So back to this Schwartz Juicy Brute.
Mm-hmm.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Katie Spade from Siciliano's Market. She's the beer buyer. And I got to tell you, if you go into Siciliano's, there's usually four or five people in there, and they're all really well trained in terms of, I mean, I spend three times as much as I intend to when I go in there. So it's a deliberate.
I think that's the plan.
It's
there,
a deliberate
Bob.
Ploy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to say we're evil like that.
Yeah. And the cool thing is you have a nice humidor with lots of great cigars, mm-hmm. which Steve and I'll talk about at the end of the show because I do want to hit the cigars.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have a such a great variety. But this would be something so typical of your market.
Yeah. I mean, we are always trying to support local, for one thing. We are always trying to stay on top of whatever the newest trend is. We still like our classics, of course. Don't
but
get me wrong.
You have a lot of international beers there, too.
We have as many as we can carry at the moment. It's definitely moved. The market has moved very craft and Michigan-focused, but we try to keep as many imports in as we can.
So how many different beers do you think you have on average?
Probably between 800 and 1,000.
That's what I figured.
Yep. I don't do the count very often, maybe about once a quarter.
I've never come home with more than 300.
I think you need a writer truck to really get one of everything.
I need to be able to time it when I get home appropriately so I can hide it in the garage. So
yep.
I, you know,
you just
don't,
you
don't
need to
busted.
Build a whole nother shed, climate
yeah.
control it, and just put it all in
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Well, that's a good lesson. Actually, there's a lot of truth to that. Storing it at in your basement or somewhere dark and cool is
yep.
a great idea for a local IPA because they're not pasteurized.
Right.
And they will not take the abuse of your garage in the summer.
And that is one of the handy things about the cans
mm-hmm.
is that they do help keep it away from light, which
that's
will
true.
Help reduce skunking.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, temperature always plays a big factor.
What are you opening now, Katie?
So I just opened, this one is super brand new. It just came in the store today. It's Big Lake Brewing out of Holland.
Big Lake Brewing.
Yes.
Okay.
And
not Bigly.
Not Bigly.
I've been in there. It's a nice place. It's
really?
Really good. Yeah, yeah.
That's not far from your house.
No, my brother lives right in
minutes.
Holland,
yeah.
too. So yeah, we're just south of Holland. So
okay.
that's kind of our big city.
Okay.
This is the really big city here
uh-huh.
in Grand Rapids.
If you want to wear leather shoes instead of wooden shoes, you come to Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. So this is a brand new one from them called Palm Haze. Like I said, New England styles are not going away anytime soon. And this is a pomegranate New England.
Really?
Yeah, made with real pomegranate.
Mm.
So new Big Lake in Holland has been
Big
doing
Lake.
A great job this year of doing a ton of different New England IPAs. I think they've put out 8 different ones this year.
And that
and they're staying
has
very,
a pomegranate tint.
I've not tried it yet.
Not
so
much.
I'll try it right now.
I mean, it's not like, it doesn't drive you away like some of the raspberry beers.
Yeah, that's actually really nice. That's balanced.
It is.
Balanced. Yeah, fruit can get so overpowering
yeah.
sometimes in beers. I think they
yeah.
did really
I bought
nice
a raspberry
job.
Recently at the big box store when I was getting my groceries. They had it in the center aisle deal. Local
mm-hmm.
brewer. It was so sweet and overwhelming. I was really sad that I spent $14 for a 4-pack.
I think I know which one you're talking about, and I agree. It's too much for
it's
me.
Just, it I'm
it
sorry.
Doesn't taste like beer anymore at that point.
No, it was not a Frambois either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't mind spending the money for a Frambois. It's got it there, but or Le Fin du Monde.
Yep.
Nobody can knock off that Le Fin du Monde.
Oh, that's a great
reason.
Beer.
Isn't balance what it's about? Winemaking,
yeah.
I mean, cooking, same thing. It's just you got to create that balance.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, we all have different taste buds. Everybody likes
yeah.
different stuff. If
yeah.
we didn't, it would just be a white can that said beer on it. But
and what I find is the best brewers and the best vintners are generally really good cooks.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that, too.
Because it has to do with flavor mm-hmm. profiles, aromatics, and, I don't know, that common sense.
Well, and just wanting to make stuff, you know, that helps, too.
I think so.
Definitely.
We're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, who has been recently engaged. So we want to give a shout out to Brian here. He's got just a fine fiance, and I think we're going to be going to a wedding sometime in the near future.
Congratulations. So, sounds like we're testing some potential beverages.
I didn't get a save the date card yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
Oh, I'm sure it's in the mail.
So Katie stole his mic. He can't say anything, so sorry. I'll fill it in
Congrats.
For him. Brian says, time to take a break. We'll be back.
But it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My heart was racing as you climbed in.